Katy Perry. I did the same thing myself once. I shouldn't say that on air, should I? I've done it more than once, actually. But moving swiftly on, and it is well known that all sorts of physical as well as mental benefits can come from music, whether listening to it or performing. And a local group that specialises in using music to help people with a range of needs is called Time. And I'm joined by its founder, Mark Barnacle, along with two of his colleagues, Mike Barnes and Rob Fillery. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to start with you, Mark, because you founded the whole thing. What does Time stand for?
Therapy in Musical Expression.
And how did it all come about?
Well, my mum started working in a special needs school in Basildon and asked me to come along and deliver some music sessions. I was basically just a guitar player. I hadn't actually really done anything in the music therapy field. And then kind of felt a little bit out of my depth, I guess, at first, a little bit reticent about being in a room just on my own with a guitar, not really being a singer as well, thinking I wouldn't be able to entertain people that much. But as soon as I started playing the guitar, the kind of reaction that occurred in the room, the engagement, the communication of people that were quite shut off and isolated was overwhelming, really. And that kind of 30-minute guitar playing turned into a weekly session, and they kept asking me to come back. And obviously that's a good sign in any kind of
so
industry.
So that one occasion really sort of set the course of what you're doing, and as I guess helped a lot of people, hundreds of people, changed people's lives, literally, I should think.
I think so. I think music can obviously, that can change anyone's life. You know, we all find our therapy in songs that we find good, bad, happy, sad, all that kind of thing. And I suppose for me, and like a lot of people that we work with and experience, they enter this domain feeling like they need to adjust their personality and be a little bit different. And actually, you realise that you just need to be yourself and kind of deliver everything with the same confidence that you would do in any sort of domain. And you don't really need to change much about your approach and communication. Obviously, certain things can be simplified, but in this setting, with music in particular, it just breaks down so many barriers and allows these people that were quite isolated again to be able to communicate in lots of different ways.
And Rob, how did you get involved?
I got involved in a similar environment to Mark, actually. I was doing an artist residency at the same special needs school, and he was doing a music session, and at the time I was helping out the class, and I'm a musician myself, obviously, so I decided to pick up a drum and join in. And I'd done a little bit of guitar work in other classes, but not really in the sense of them engaging musically. It was while they were doing artwork. So it was really my first experience of using music and engaging directly with the students for their benefit. And after I'd done it, I was pretty blown away by the impact and the effect. Very, very inspired as to how music can be used to help people. It really changed my outlook on music as well, and the power of music. Whereas before, it would be a very personalised thing, and really opened up my eyes as to how you can use your skills to help other people, which is quite a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely tremendous. Mike, who is it that you work with? You've got quite a number of care homes and groups that you're working with on a regular basis, is that
right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, we work with, the sort of motto, if you like, to Time is that we work with all ages and abilities, and we're an all-encompassing music service. We work with people from homeless backgrounds, mentally disabled, mental health problems, dementia, elderly care homes. Yeah, all sorts, really. Yeah.
We don't close our doors to anyone.
Absolutely, yeah.
Interesting, a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed David from the Brentwood Choirs Festival, which is taking place this evening, and talking about how being involved in a choir can really be a benefit, not only mentally but physically as well. Some real benefits too. Look, I'm keen to talk about some of the benefits of the specific activities rather that you do, and some of the therapies that you work with, because I know there's a whole range of different things. But what about some of these benefits? What are the real sort of tangible things that you notice can help people?
Well, a big thing for us was communication through music, and these are the sort of terms that, as we've developed and gone along, we're kind of learning all the time. You know, you never stop in this kind of game, like a lot of things. And so we'd find a lot of people would be really reticent, really withdrawn characters, and by presenting them in a situation with music, suddenly you don't have to use verbal communication. If people have very limited verbal communication, they can communicate through music. If people are quite socially isolated, and a bit like you kind of touched upon with a choir there, you become part of a group, part of a band, a formation, however you want to refer to it. And we've seen people go from being incredibly withdrawn, fingers in their ears, very little eye contact, to actually presenting us with their own pieces of music, communicating with rhythm exercises, copying something that you might deliver, two strums on a guitar, they would deliver two patterns on a bongo or whatever instrument they've got. You're communicating, again, through music. And then that obviously promotes their confidence. It removes them from that kind of isolation that they've got. We can work on people's actual language abilities through songwriting courses that we do. So if we're working in more mainstream settings or SEN settings, if there's particular words people need to develop, particular sentences they need to form, we can incorporate that into our songwriting. If there's kind of motor skill development that they require, left and right hand coordination, we can do that through rhythm exercises and sort of making various patterns. And we always try and empower independence with the music sessions that we have. So there's a lot of control with the people that we work with. They are coming up with their own ideas. We're facilitating their own ideas and allowing them to kind of create as much as possible.
And Rob, I guess the whole social interaction thing as well, bringing people together, and you've got to work together in music, that is a benefit as well.
Definitely. Over the years, we, as Mark said, we have met people that are quite socially isolated. We know a few people quite well that if they didn't have the music, then they would be leading quite an insular life as to where they would be at home, probably either watching the television all day or playing on the computer, which for some people, okay, that's, they want to do that, but the music has really allowed people to come out of their shell, give them a purpose, give them a focus, and to develop skills that they thought that they might not have, which is a real beautiful thing in regards to their confidence and their self-esteem.
I can tell that you guys get an awful lot of reward out of seeing how this really does help people. It's absolutely tremendous. And something very special you've done this summer is record a single, a fundraising single, which we're going to be hearing in a little while, and looking forward to hearing about how that came about and about some of your specific therapies and regular things that you get up to as well. So do stick around for that.
Phoenix FM.
20 past 11, Saturday morning. Alan Johnson with the Feel Good Saturday, and I'm finding out about music therapy from Mark, Mike and Rob of Time, which stands for Therapy in Musical Expression. That's right, isn't it, Mark?
That's the one, yeah.
Now, we were talking just before the break about this charity fundraising single that that you've made and you've released.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the background to that?
Well, we was delivering sessions, and we still are delivering sessions, at the Papworth Centre in Basildon for the Papworth Trust. And this is a disability day centre that has people with a range of learning difficulties, people with Down syndrome, people on the autistic spectrum. And we was asked to come in and sort of spice up their music sessions and get a bit of creativity flowing. And like I kind of mentioned earlier, we always try and empower that independence. We're really person-centred and focused, and we want to get their creativity flowing as much as possible. So we started writing songs with everyone there and taking all their ideas on board, referencing sort of music that they'd listened to. And the result of that songwriting process was the Papworth Anthem. Now, the people that attend this centre, and a lot of people in life, don't really get the opportunity to write their own songs and then enter studios and actually get them released. And we thought it would be a wonderful thing if this could actually happen for these guys and girls. So we approached Harbour Studios in Battlesbridge. It were brilliant. Got to kind of plug that and say they were just amazing for catering for people with disabilities. Really, really welcoming studio. Great engineers and great people that run it. And yeah, our attendees had the opportunity to spend a couple of hours in the studio
recording their song. It is fully composed and performed by disabled musicians. It's all their ideas, it's all their lyrics. We just kind of helped facilitate and glue it together, and the result is the Papworth Anthem, available on iTunes, Amazon, and all good digital download outlets.
And we're now going to hear it on the radio. This is the Papworth Anthem. They are indeed the Papworth Centre, some of the people who attend the Papworth Centre. And that was the Papworth Anthem. That song, that brilliant song, that is going to be going round and round your head all day now. I can absolutely guarantee that. But that is no bad thing. Going to be chatting some more with the guys from Time in just a moment. Phoenix FM, Alan Johnson and the Feel Good Saturday for the next half an hour or so. Coming up at midday, no Steve Robertson and Aaron Heaney. They will be here at 1 o'clock, but we've got a slight rehash of the schedule today, from today, in fact, on Saturdays on Phoenix FM. Between the lines, the boys have swapped with Harriet Ivey, so she will be in the house at midday. But right now, I am finding out about music therapy and chatting with Mark, Mike and Rob from Time Therapy in Musical Expression. Now, just before the break there, we heard that brilliant song that was recorded by some of the people that you work with at the Papworth Centre. Mike, do you want to tell us a little bit about the Papworth Centre and what goes on there?
Yeah, so we run sessions there every Monday with a big old group from the Papworth Centre. We for the past, how long have we been working there now? Just over a year?
Yeah.
Just over a year. And yeah, so we do music sessions, working on motor skills, exercises, stop starts, copycats. And yeah, as you've heard, we've been doing some songwriting with them as well. We're currently in the process of writing a Christmas song with them as well. And it's just sort of an ongoing thing, working on new songs. Just sort of keeping that musical interaction up And yeah, it's pretty much
it's amazing. And it's a fundraiser, isn't it, Mark, this
yeah,
single?
It is, yeah. And I was just going to say that it's amazing how confident they've got with that songwriting, yeah, isn't yeah, it? And
that really comes across.
Yeah,
that real passion comes across.
The passion from the track. You can hear their enthusiasm.
That's exactly. And that's why we kind of focused on the Papworth anthem, because it was a real kickstarter for kind of what everything that has come since then. And now that this is released, it's available on iTunes. That's the best place to get it, 79p. And every bit of proceed that comes from the single is going to go towards funding the Papworth Centre. They will spend that as they wish. And also to acquire instruments for time sessions. So all the proceeds will benefit the people of this disabled day centre. And the instruments that are purchased will get utilised on a daily basis. So it's all for a good cause.
Just coming back to some of the specific therapies. Mike, you mentioned there copycatting.
Yeah, so it's a sort of exercise where either on a drum or a guitar or any sort of percussion, you'll be... So if I played, say, 1, 2, 1, 2, then you'd have to copy that,
right,
if you know what I mean. And then it'll sort of go back and forth, and it's a nice sort of way of getting that concentration, like, with each other. Sometimes we'll fire it back and forth. So if I fire it to you and you'll fire it to Mark, or it sort of go across rooms, and it really builds this sort of fun element within playing music.
That sounds a lot of fun. I'm tempted to have a go at that.
incorporating that amongst other exercises, loud and sort of quiet dynamics. We play about with
call and response exercises.
Call and response exercises, yeah, absolutely.
All sorts.
And you've got some great stuff up on Facebook. You've got some little clips of all sorts of things you do. Rob, what's this? What's the singing bowl? That looks very intriguing.
Yeah, the singing bowl is quite a new instrument that we've acquired from Tibet. It's very, very. It looks really easy to play.
It's a metal bowl,
yes, and it's got like a wooden, not a wooden stick, but a wooden.
It's like a beater, but you sort of ring it around, yeah, almost like, you know, with a wine glass.
I was just going to say,
and you put your finger on the rim, and yeah, it makes that sort of crazy,
it's very
ringing sound.
It's different to sort of other instruments. It's very sensory based, because not only can you obviously just hear it through your ears, it almost runs deeper inside you. And when you're working with people with quite severe disabilities, or PMLD, who have got quite limited movement,
PMLD,
profound multiple learning disabilities,
right,
they, if it has that effect on you and your body, then you assume it has the same effect on their body. And for people with limited movement, any sort of effect like that is extremely beneficial to them. It might be something that they've not really felt before. So it's a very sensory based instrument. It's really hard to describe how it actually makes you feel. The sound sort of resonates through your body. Mm-hmm. And we are looking into purchasing more instruments. They're sort of world instruments, really, instruments from different cultures that just have a different effect to traditional instruments that people might think that we play. So obviously, and these instruments will obviously cater for people with more severe disabilities.
So you're using music in all sorts of different ways and all sorts of different types of music. It's a very wide definition, isn't it,
in terms of
what is music?
Well, from that video that you were talking about on Facebook, one of the gentlemen we were at the session with last week, it was in Meeson's home, and there was a gentleman who was there throughout the session, but it was quite restless. It was quite a sort of laid-back sensory sort of session, and there was this gentleman sort of in the corner, very restless, shouting quite a lot, sort of tapping his face, and was sort of, yeah, just very restless. And as soon as we got that singing bowl out, we went over to him and we're sort of just circling with this ringing, and he completely silenced down and was just, as you can see from the video, it's just
fixated, wasn't it?
Completely, yeah. It was just sort of like he was in another world, and you could see he was experiencing this something that he'd never felt before, and it was just almost, yeah, took over his body. It's really, really incredible bit of footage. And
music is such a powerful thing, and you guys, you know, all tribute to you that you are exploiting that power for, you know, just for nothing but for good for people. It's absolutely tremendous what you're doing. And Mark, you do that on a group basis, but you also work with individuals as well, is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We started working within group settings initially, but a bit like kind of Mike and Robert are stating there, we want to be all-inclusive, so we're constantly finding ways to be able to adapt our sessions and deliver them to everyone. So as much as we do enter care homes, respite centres, day centres, mainstream and SEN schools, we do also work on a one-to-one basis, and all three of us have built up quite a sort of client base now of people on the autistic spectrum who want to kind of write songs, people that are looking for really therapeutic and sensory-based sessions, through to individuals who just want to learn guitar or bass or drums.
What about if somebody's listening and they think that they could benefit, or they maybe know somebody, care for somebody perhaps who could benefit from this? Can they get in touch with you? And
certainly, yeah. Facebook, social media in general really is a great way for one to see more insight into, gain more insight into what we do, and videos and photos are in abundance on our site, and you can gain a great understanding of our sessions. Obviously you can contact us via Facebook or on info@timemusictherapy.co.uk. That's the best email address to get us on, or you could give me a ring on 077 66 483 588.
And you've obviously recorded the Papworth anthem. You're looking forward to the Christmas single as well. But also you do some performing live.
Yeah, through the initial session, we used to run a drop-in session in Basildon, and that was for people of all abilities to come along with no particular music background and just get involved in a creative setting. Via those sessions, a band of people with varying disabilities was formed. And again, like we kind of, as a particular theme, very sort of socially isolated and reticent characters were starting to write their own songs in this session, put their own lyrics forward. One gentleman in particular, Gary, has just got books and books of lyrics. He's writing lyrics constantly.
It's amazing.
Every bus
really
journey, he's got a new song.
Yeah.
He wakes up in the morning and he's got a new song. It's ridiculous in a great, great way. So that band has had varying members, people, you know, of certain kind of conditions might not be able to attend as regularly, but there's now a core lineup. They've played festivals across Essex, they've gone into London, they're performing sort of five or six of their own songs on a regular basis, and it's overwhelming what they've achieved. And a massive thing for us was getting them onto a mainstream music night, because obviously our key is that people with disabilities should not be treated any differently. They deserve the same opportunities, the same platform. They've now performed on mainstream music nights, in particular at The Edge in Basildon. They've performed down there alongside people that are deemed to be living a mainstream life, and these people with disabilities are sharing their thoughts and feelings in a musical way. It's been breathtaking.
And Rob, I know that you're interested not just in music but also visual arts as well, and you're looking to bring that into the work as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think art and music go hand in hand together. When I was at university, a lot of my artwork would be made listening to music. It would be guided or directed by music. And I've taken quite a bit of inspiration from bands going back to the 60s, Velvet Underground, Pink Floyd. They would not only just play, they would have projections, very experimental projections. Some of them which you couldn't do now because of health and safety. But incorporating the visuals, you could use projectors. There's different types of equipment that you can use, which combined with the music will just make a more sensory encompassing experience, and so you're not only just listening, you're also seeing as well. You're almost creating an atmosphere. You're taking a normal room and you're creating a very, very special, unique environment, like a real sensory experience, incorporating different art forms with the music, especially I think with people who are severely disabled with very limited movement, who can maybe not haven't got very, very good motor skill usage, so rely a lot on vision and other senses. I think that's going to be extremely beneficial and have a real profound impact on them. Like the singing bowl, it's going into the realms of looking at these different sensory experiences. And it's quite exciting, really, the possibilities.
I think adding on to what you were saying there, Rob, with the artwork, the same singer in our band has just been making, well, he draws all the time. And inspired by some of the songs that he's written, he's drawn out artwork for albums, and we're hoping to release one of the singles with the guys from the band. Caged Arts is sort of their rough name at the minute. We're currently in the process of developing this idea that he's drawn into album art. And so, like I said, inspired by the songs. This first song we're releasing called Screaming Raw Inside, he was so inspired by this song and the lyrics that he's drawn this lion for the front cover, sort of referencing the Screaming Raw. And on the back, there's this robot. One of the lines is, "Don't treat me like a robot in a machine that's already broke." Again, beautiful bit of artwork. And he was so taken by this song that he's even got it tattooed on his forearm. And same with the drummer in the band, his name's Gavin. He does incredible, very repetitive, that's the word. Sort of, what would you call it?
Pattern
sort
of artwork, but it almost looks like illusions as well. It's so patterned that you have to step back. You can't look at it too long because you might get a migraine. But the time that he spends on it, I wouldn't have the patience to do that. It's absolutely incredible, the patience that he's... It's so unique, because a lot of people would just be, I'll give up. And you make one mistake and you've got to do it all.
You know what, Rob? You talk about patience, but something that's striking me talking to you guys is how much you benefit from this as well, because you are opening yourselves up to experiences and things with the singing bowl, which is really quite remarkable. That most of us in our busy lives, you know, we're very hectic and fast moving, and we want lots of noise going on all the time. We miss out on appreciating some of these things. So it's absolutely tremendous that you're developing these things. And obviously you've got big plans for the future as well. Look, we do need to begin to wind things up there. But just tell us quickly, Mark, about your regular club nights.
Yeah, this has been a fantastic thing for us. We realised there was a bit of a hole in the market, so to speak, for people with disabilities having somewhere to attend on a regular basis that provides the same opportunities as any other mainstream music club night would. So we're now operating a night called Involve every Monday at the Edge in Basildon from 7 to 9pm. It's for people across the disability spectrum and for people with mental health issues to come along and enjoy an all-inclusive social environment. We have people with disabilities performing in bands, performing their own songs. We have slots for karaoke. We have a nice, busy and bustling dance floor. We leave instruments out for people to kind of join in and engage. There's lots of percussion around. People can buy a drink if they want. It's 16 plus. You get guys dressing up in shirts trying to talk to girls, you know, and buy them drinks. It's a really it shouldn't be any different to what it would be like at a mainstream club night. And we've just seen, again, it's a big key for us, but people's confidence and removing them from social isolation. There's a real proper community feeling there now, and new people are attending all the time. We just had a Halloween themed night. We've got another live band coming down in a couple of weeks. We had the Mushroom Theatre Company come on Monday, perform some dance routines, and you should check them out. It was, again, a really all-inclusive company. It was breathtaking what they did.
Literally life-changing what you're doing.
Well, yeah, for the people involved, we like to think so, because obviously we just want to provide them with the same opportunities that a lot of other people get, you know. Shouldn't be any different for them.
Yeah, it's a very competitive and cutthroat world we live in, and sometimes people can be left behind, can't they? So, you know, thanks to you guys for what you're doing. And thank you so much, Rob, Mike and Mark, for popping in and telling us about it. Do
thank
join
you.
Us again
thank
sometime,
you.
Won't
really
you?
Really appreciate
thank you very
it.
Much. Thank you.
Phoenix FM.